Dear Shelley, this is coming to you from 2016, and not from a post-nuclear wasteland either, so that's one worry off your list anyway. I don't feel as bad about this particular spoiler as perhaps I should. You and I both know there are many anxieties queuing up to take its place. Pick one. My first thought when I knew I was going to write this letter was to work out all the advice I wanted to give you. Don't do this, do that, etc. Finally, advice from an adult you have to listen to because you will be that adult. Gotcha. But then I thought, you know what? Advice is virtually never helpful, even from your future self. You're 15, and you're convinced I know nothing. Everyone over 30 has sold out, or given in, or settled, right? Why should I be any different? What's more, you want to be a writer, don't you? Well, the great thing about being a writer is that, professionally speaking, it doesn't really matter how badly you mess up. It's all material. You can use everything. Unhappiness, failure, or telling your mates you're dating a bloke who comes out as gay 2 weeks later while you're away on holiday. All of that. By the way, cheeky little insight into 1983 right there. Two spoilers, and that's your lot. You know what? Even that absolute conviction of yours that you know it all, the same conviction that means you're currently ignoring everything I say, even that will be material. When, one day, you want to write about the passionate arrogance of adolescence, you won't have to dig very deep. Besides, no need for me to knock those corners off you. Life will take care of that. And what about the fabulous things you're doing now? All the reading and the thinking and the friendships and those heartfelt political convictions. You don't need any encouragement to carry on with that. You'll do it anyway. And don't listen to old farts who tell you you'll grow out of your principles. They're trapped in their own paradigm. The world's not going to be theirs for very much longer. And now I find that, after all, I can't help myself. Indulge me. Just three tiny, tiny pieces of advice. 1. Don't fear failure. It isn't nearly as terrifying as not trying. 2. Mercy over justice. Kindness over both. 3. When, in your mid-30s, you find the most beautiful jumper ever, always double-check it's on a wool wash cycle. Okay, off you go. I think there's a Howard Jones gig at the Nag's Head tonight. Fly, my pretty.